BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7a. Depth perception. Many parishioners in Corinth were, quote, looking only on the surface of things, so Paul determined. Earlier, in chapter 5, verses 16 and 17, he claimed that he used to be that same, but now he no longer regarded anyone from, quote, a worldly point of view. The reason is that those in Christ are, quote, a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. So there are two BDBDs, one for verse 5:16 and one for verse 5:17, and they go in great detail on the subject, and they're in a, I've done them several weeks ago. So continuing this one, depth perception. We know that outward masks can deceive. An outward perception cannot give a definite perception of the character within. And yet, we put more effort in outward appearance than into inward character. And yes, it is false to have the attitude, the inward character is God's concern, and the outward appearance is my concern. Yet, that is what almost everyone thinks and does every day. Perhaps that is why we judge outward rather than inward when we look at others. The flesh looks at the flesh, the soul looks to the soul, and what it sees is quite ugly. The spirit looks to the spirit, and for most, what it sees is death. So we feed the flesh first and ignore the soul and the spirit. Jesus says, quote, "Now then, you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness." Also, he says this in Matthew, saying, adding self-indulgence. "Blind Pharisees," Jesus said, "you first clean the inside of the cup and the dish, and then the outside will also be clean. You foolish people, do not the one who made the outside makes the inside also? But give what is inside the dish to the poor, and everything will be clean for you." Matthew chapter 23, verses 25 and 26, and Luke chapter 11, verse 39 and 41.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.